of Bein Hashem Marshals? And when I say one calculation, I mean two opinions of one calculation, Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. That said, that there is a certain time of Bein Hashem Marshals. That certain time, according to Rabba in the Gemara, turned out to be 3/4 of a meal. Okay? And by the way, the halacha is like Rabba. When Rabba and Rabbi Yosef have the machlokas, we generally follow Rabba. You will also recall that in the Gemara that we last learned, Psochim, it turns out that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Hashmashos is 4 meal, which is not 3/4 of a meal. There is a discrepancy of 3 1/4 meal between these two Gemaras. When there are discrepancies between the Gemaras, I don't have to tell you that they're one of two ways. Either you say one is wrong, okay? One text is wrong, or a variation on the treatment that it is wrong is to say that whoever is quoted in both places is Tiyufta. He contradicts himself, so you get rid of it. Okay? And you opt for another opinion. But then there is a totally different approach. There is an approach of trying to reconcile the first text with the second text. It is my humble opinion that this is the way you have to look at Rabbeinu Tam. Not everyone does it. There are those who will opt, as you will see later, to say that the Gemara in Psachim is the Iker, and that's what you follow. Some will say that the Gemara in Shabbos is the Iker, and that's what you follow. And you have to work it out and see how everything falls into place. Rabbeinu Tam wants to take both Gemaras and validate them side by side, which is done in his creativity and in his brilliance. Okay? And you find the Rabbeinu Tam dozens of places, but let's do it in Tosas, starting with Shabbos, and then looking at it differently in Maseches Pesachim. In Shabbos, we want a Tosfos on Lamed Hei Omed Aleph, the first complete Tosfos on the page, Trey Tilsay Mil. Excuse me. Kosher says the Gemara, and just to remind you of what the Gemara says. I'm sorry for this interruption. You remember that this is the part of the Gemara between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, what the difference is between the two of them. Says Tosfos Kosher, there is a difficulty. The Hocha Mashma, here in this Gemara, Masach Shabbos, it seems the Shishka Hachama Ad Halayla, from Shkia until night time, Leka Ela Klosa Rive'ei Mil, there is only a span equivalent to 3/4 of a meal, which is a couple of moments. And the problem is, Rabbi Yehuda Gufei, Rabbi Yehuda himself, the one and only, Bipsachim, the Perek Mishayatome, in the Gemara Psachim that we learn, Savar maintains the Mishyatishka Mishkia Sachama, Ad Seisakochovim is not 3/4 of a meal, but how much? Is Arba Milim. And Seisakochovim Lailahu, and then Seisakochovim becomes Laila. Simple as that. Kidamrinam Beresh Perek Kamadi Psachim, as we say also in the first Perek of Psachim, the statement is that Laila is Seisakochovim, from that famous posuk that we learned by Nehemiah, that they worked on the second Beis HaMikdash from Alos HaShachar until Laila, which was Seisakochovim. Ukidemuchach kra, and as we learned from the pasuk in the Chemia, va'anachnu, we who built the second base hamikdash osim ba'melacha, would work from alos hashachar until laila. Deminei mapik beperek beis de megillah. From this pasuk in the Chemia, mapik we extract in the second perek of Megillah, demei alos hashachar, that from Alos HaShachar, it is considered halachically Yemomahu, it is day. Legabe Kriyas HaMegillah, let's say. Okay? And we learn from that Pasuk in Nehemiah that Alos HaShachar, when they started to work on the second Beis HaMikdash, was obviously day already. which was before Netzach Amma. When you have this contradiction, you therefore have to have an answer. But Omer Rabbeinu Tam says, the Hosam there in Maseches Psochim, Mairi, we are talking about Bitchilas Shkia. We are talking about the beginning of Shkia. The Hocho, but here in Maseches Shabbos, Mishetishka, from the time the Shkia occurs, we are talking about Misof Ashkia, from the end of Shkia, Achar Shenichnesoch Chama Ba'ovi Harakia, after the sun already entered again this Ovi Harakia to go further and further. Okay? Now, let me show you what Rabbeinu Tam we have to look at. Rabbeinu Tam is setting up a system which says that there are two Shkias. And I learned it with you all twice. I learned it with you twice in Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch opts for it, and we're going to look at it a third time after we see this Tosfos. The first Shkia number one, is when the Guf HaShemesh, the body of the Shemesh, is no longer seen. According to Rabbeinu Tam, from this point, for 3 1/4 meal, okay, is Bein HaShemeshes. Bein HaShemeshes.
3 1/4 or 3
from
quarters?
From 3 1/4. Watch. Then you have Shkia number two, which he calls Sof HaShkia, the end of Shkia. And Sof HaShkia is when not the actual sun can no longer be seen, but the rays that are reflected can no longer be seen. You remember the business of Hichsifa Elyon, Vihichsifa Tachton? Okay, it turns that Sof. And from there, you have an additional 3/4 of a meal, which is Bein HaShemeshes, until you come to Laila.
So the first 3 1/4. So wait a second. So the first 3 1/4, or is actually an entire period of Shkia.
That is
the 3 1/4 mil Shkia.
Yeah, so 3 1/4 mil Shkia, which begins and ends with Tchilas Hacham, Tchilas Hashkia, and Sof Hashkia.
And the entire period is considered Sof.
And the Sofek Yom and Sofek Laila would be over here.
So the whole thing is 4 mil?
And this is the way Rabbeinu Tam will account and reconcile the 4 mil of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? Let's take a look now. You will see that when Rabbi Yehuda said there are 4 mil, what he was talking about in Psochim is from the beginning of the Shkia, or rather Shkia number 1 until the end of Bein HaShemeshes, which is Laila, until over here. When we worked out that Rabbah said that Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemeshes is only 3/4 of a meal, and that's the way we did it in Maseches Shabbos, we were talking about considering the second Shkia till Laila. Question?
So 3/4 of a meal is 18 minutes?
Depends whom we work out, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
According
to Ula. Okay, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's 18 minutes.
Word,
a meal is 18
minutes. Yeah, three quarters is 18 minutes. Yeah, that's Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay.
Rabbi Yossi
good.
Would be 16.
That's correct.
All right, so the discrepancy was three and a quarter meal is how many minutes? That's not 72 minutes, is it?
This.
So that is?
To here. Is 18 times 4.
Oh, that's 72 minutes.
72 minutes.
More than 18.
It depends how.
Right.
It depends how we.
3 1/4 to 3 1/4 is more than 4.
You're doing an even 3 1.
4 times.
You're doing an even 3 1.
No, he's doing 3 3/4. Between 3 3/4 is a factor of 4.
Excuse me.
That is
13.
That's 13 quarters.
Good. Okay.
Which is 4 plus times 3/4.
It was how much?
It's 4 1/3 times 3/4. it's more than, okay, I'm just saying, it's more.
Oh, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch said, approximately, right? Remember what we learned, so we approximate.
But you're being short. You go the other way. It's because you're going to be Chol Shabbos then.
That's a way to see. Wait till the Shulchan Aruch, then we'll see.
Alright.
You got it?
Yeah.
Now let's look at Tosfos and Pesachim. The same Rabbeinu Tam Tzadik Dalet Omer Aleph, the second Tosfos on the page.
Where are we now? Pesachim?
Pesachim.
Rabbi Yehuda Omer?
Yeah. Pesachim Tzadik Dalet Omer Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the second Tosfos. Give me a little bit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishkiya Tachama Ad Seisa Kochovim is how much? Is Arba Milin Kosher the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam questions this. So Bamei Madlik in the Gemara that we just learned in Shabbos, Omar Rabbi Yehuda says Eilu Ezehu Bein Hashmoshos is Misha Tishka Hachamo, calls Manship name Mizrach Ma'adim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, etc., etc., etc. Umaskin on Hosom, and we conclude there the Bein Hashemoshos, the Rabbi Yehuda, that the Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashemoshos, the way we learned that Gemara over there, turns out to be what? Tlosa Riva Emil, 3/4 of a mile. Vahochi Kohama Rabbi Yehuda. And this is what Rabbi Yehuda said. Gufei arba omilim, fully. Avahocha kamar Rabbi Yehuda gufei arba omilim. Here in Pesachim, himself Rabbi Yehuda is reported as having said that it is 4 mil for Bein Hashmoshos. Answers Rabbeinu Tam v'yesh lomar. The answer is the hocha here in Pesachim. Ka'omar, we are talking about mitchila shkia, from the very beginning of shkia number one, which is what? The hainu misho'o she mitchila sachama, she matchela sachama likones ba'obi arakia. When the beginning of the sun, when the time of the beginning of the sun is to enter the obi harakia, the thickness of the rakia, ad halayla, up until night, and that time is have a dalid milim, turns out to be 4 mil. And there in Pesach Shabbos, when we worked out that the difference between or the amount of time of Bein Hashmoshos is 3/4 of a meal, that 3/4 of a meal we're talking about Misof Hashkia, from the second Shkia, when it already gets dark. Now Rabbeinu Tam, I believe, is extraordinarily successful in analyzing that these two Gemaras do not contradict one another, very simply because you look at the language over there. Remember the language in Shabbos when it starts to set and then you have red and gray and then the red becomes gray and the gray continues to become gray and dark. So obviously you're dealing with a different degree of Shkia than you are over here, because otherwise he'd use the same language, he'd use the same symbolism, the same terminology, and he doesn't. And it's on this basis that Rabbeinu Tam is capable of juxtaposing both of these Gemaras and show that indeed we are talking of two Shkias. I think he's very convincing. As difficult as it is, he is very convincing because he's seen it.
You say there are people who reject him?
Such as the Vilna Gaon. Okay, such as the Balatanya, okay, which we'll learn about. Do you have your hands on Rabbeinu Tam, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam? Now let's play some games, but nothing that we say here shall be held to be authoritative. Okay? If all this time is Shkia, from Shkia 1 to Shkia 2, all right? Finish it. Go ahead, Joker. Finish.
And for 58 minutes after the beginning of sunset on Friday afternoon, I could still be driving home and smoking my cigar. And getting ready for Shabbos and listening to the news and shaving and showering and this and that. And driving through the streets of Yerushalayim saying that it's low and everybody else is having the whole Shabbos.
But you're not going to do that. You know why? Because not everyone holds like Rabbeinu Tam, and you're dealing here with a Sofek Isur Skila. Aren't you going to be Machmir?
That's
probably
who I am.
Okay, you are afraid when hell is going to rain loose, and therefore you're not going to do it. But tell me, if you're the Satmar Rebbe and you're still within Shkia, what are you going to do Friday as far as Mincha is concerned, where there is no problem of Skila? What are you going to do?
About 55 minutes after the beginning of sunset, I'm going to go Ashrei.
After what we call Shkia,
I'm going to go Ashrei.
That's it. When we at Young Israel of Passaic are going home from Irev, Satmar is first starting to say Ashrei of Mincha on Friday night because of these 55 minutes. But they don't. There is no Issa Malacha. Because they ain't going to play around with the Suffolk over there. You see? Now, you can say to me, look, you've got to be consistent. If you hold from Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, hold all the way. All right? But I can zap you right from the very beginning. Remember the first Gemara that we learned in this cycle of learning? Was about the time for Mincha, the Machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. And what is the what does the Gemara conclude? Well, Rabbi Yehuda says Mincha is until Plag. Then you daven Ma'ariv. Rabbanan say Mincha is until Shkia. Then after Shkia you daven Ma'ariv. What was the conclusion of the Gemara? The Ovid Gemar Ovid. You follow Rabbi Yehuda, you're okay. You follow Rabbanan, the Ovid Gemar Ovid. You follow there also. Right then and there, right at the very beginning of Brachas, there was a Weltanschauung, an approach that you should have picked up, that says that we are dealing here with precise situations in terms of measuring the time, but we are dealing with a very fluid kind of situation in terms of the various shitas. Yeah, if that's intended, that's what you want. The Gemara sets us off to this whole thing. That built into this system of time is the most incredible fluid relationship. These are, you know, you're going to come down to precise minutes in measuring the meal, whether it is 18 minutes or 15 minutes or 22 and a half minutes, whatever it is. But after that, in its application, you're going to take all of the Rishonim, as we're going to see two others, and we're going to have the up and the down. You say, that's not the way you do it. If you follow a shita, you follow a shita. But the Gemara says, the Ovid Kamar Ovid in Brachos. If you follow one shita, follow one shita. You want to follow the other shita, follow the other shita. Now, you personally may hold like Rabbanan, but if you can't get a minion for Mincha and Ma'ariv, so you can hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that says you can daven Mincha till Plag, and it's still broad daylight out, go daven Ma'ariv. It's an incredible kind of an AC/DC relationship over here, which almost cannot be found in any other topic of halacha that I have researched. So that here you come to the same Friday night when it'll come to the Yisur Malacha, we're not going to hold like Rabbeinu Tam from first Shkia to second Shkia, because maybe Rabbeinu Tam is not right, and we have others to worry about, the Gaonim and the Sefer Yerayim. They hold differently. When it will come to Mincha, where there's no Issur Skila, 58 minutes is your calculation. An hour after Shkia, our Young Israel Shkia, when we're on our way home already, and it's long dark, they're first starting.
Right, so the Issur Malacha takes effect when? At the beginning of that period?
You don't play games.
At the beginning of Shkia.
At Shkia number one.
For everybody?
Who?
Or for us young Israel?
No, for anyone and everyone who has a brain in his head.
Lubavitch?
Okay, everyone. Even Satmar, who davens an hour later.
Yeah.
But in that hour, they won't be doing an Issur Malacha.
Oh, when do they light candles?
Before Shkia.
They do light candles.
Yes, sir. Because lighting candles is an Isser Malacha.
But, so they're saying davening mincha is not an Isser Malacha, and that's why
not.
We can do it.
That's correct. The Yisra Malacha could result in holding you responsible for skila.
But if there's even a question of Yisra Malacha, wouldn't it also make sense to daven mincha then?
There isn't any then.
Okay, but I'll answer you simply, but it's still shkia. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, I have to, in here is shkia.
We even learn Badr Madrikan. There are times when it's after shkia, when you can still do things. It's not Shabbos yet. Okay, it still says you can cover the pot, you can make errors.
There's no Issur Skila there.
Right.
Okay.
Sorry, and Davening Mincha comes in the same category.
Let me put it more sharply. If Satmar is going to hold on Motzei Shabbos from Rabbeinu Tam, correct? That Tzeisach Kochovim isn't until four meal after, let's say, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to hold that way, and we've calculated 72 minutes.
That's
so
right.
Why can't I hold it on Friday night? The Gavim Mincha.
That Mincha can...
That Mincha can be davened all this time, all these 72 minutes.
Saturday night I won't daven Myra.
Saturday night I won't daven Myra for sure. Okay?
At Young Israel, when do we daven Myra? Saturday night, on this chart.
On this chart, we daven here also. The only question is it 72 minutes? That's it. Okay, and that's what we're going to have to figure out. It's not 72 minutes.
By Rabbi Yehuda, is it?
But we have to satisfy, if the halakha is like Rabbi Yehuda, we have to satisfy four meal. We have to satisfy four meal. And here is a question. Whenever we calculate four meal,
yeah,
where do we calculate it? What the longitude and latitude?
Eretz Yisrael.
Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim. What the day of year?
Okay, sir.
Right? Nisan, the equinox over there,
yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Which means that any other day is a proportional day. Now, these 72 minutes are not fixed.
So there's 72
proportional minutes.
Zmaniyot.
At least according to some. We will learn here that some hold that Rabbeinu Tam insisted on 72 astronomical minutes, regular minutes, all the way down the line. All right, now, Rabbeinu Tam is fixed. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Really no problems. You sure you understand it? Otherwise,
I got a question.
But you see, but I want to see the sources there. The Gemara Mesachim is very easy. Four meal, finished.
Okay?
Way back we learned the Gemara in Shabbos, and you're going to have to take it on faith that we ended up that it's that Rabbi Yehuda's the difference between Shkia and Laila is three quarters of a meal.
I remember that.
Okay, that's all. This is the way Rabbeinu Tam reconciles the two Gemaras.
Okay.
Do the same.
Okay, yeah. We come along, kind of gets to be Friday afternoon, and this week, Lift Benchin must be 7:35, roughly, give or take a few minutes. Okay, where does 7:35 show up on your calendar? It's up,
18
up
minutes before Shkia number one.
18 minutes before Shkia number one.
Right. How do we get there? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah,
where does it come?
I understand. I mean, you know, you do it to make sure you light candles early to make sure you're safe, and 18 comes from.
It is more precise, and we'll see it
right
tonight.
But I don't pretty sure where 18 comes from, because like people hold other ways anyhow. Okay. So you come along, and then we say mincha 5-10 minutes later. Hopefully, get at least partially through mincha before skia number one, and then 50 roughly minutes, astronomical minutes later, which is in the middle of the 3 1/4, close to the end of the 3 1/4, we say it's time for Maariv. So it's ski number two, we already say it's time for Maariv. Okay. So all your, okay, so the question is, when Satmar comes along, and they're going to daven mincha, Right.
Over here.
All the way down there, or
all the way down there.
We're going to go 72 minutes to Mincha.
70 minutes.
How long do they wait tomorrow?
Nothing. It's Lila.
Tomorrow, right?
Sure.
So if we were to hold off on Mincha till, say, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Instead of dining Mincha at 10 minutes after sun, after Luch mentioned, we waited another 40 minutes after that. We could also say Mincha and then Maariv.
If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, as interpreted by Satmar.
No, what about as interpreted by us? Why do we wait? Why do we wait? We wait 50 minutes between Mincha and Maariv, 40 minutes whatever, between Mincha and Maariv. Okay? And you tell us to wait 40 minutes between Mincha and Maariv. Why do we wait that period? Could we say Mincha that whole time during that period? What would prevent us from davening Mincha later?
What's preventing you from davening Mincha later?
I hear.
Is that you will see that not everyone maintains Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. To accommodate other Shitas with which Rabbeinu Tam wouldn't disagree, we therefore daven Mincha earlier.
To what? To finish Mincha before Shkia?
Before Shkia number one.
Before Shkia number
before
one.
Before Shkia number one, or just a couple of moments after Shkia number one, because, you know, that's an approximate figure.
Sure.
Remember
yeah.
that Gemara Rava said, you know, like, just wait until
right.
when you see the sun kind
so
of at the tip of the tree.
Is that. So all we're trying to do is finish Mincha before Shkia number one, and
mm-hmm.
Shkia number two we can daven Maariv.
Right.
Because we hold like Rabbeinu Tam. We don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam.
Don't always hold like Rabbeinu Tam.
What, does Rabbeinu Tam hold this way? He's just
what?
Describing you.
No, Rabbeinu Tam holds this way. So again, on Motzoi Shabbos, we opt for Rabbeinu Tam because we got an Issa Skila over there. And we want to. We hold off the 72 minutes, let's say. What we haven't resolved is, what proof is there that Rabbeinu Tam has to be 72 real minutes? Or could it be 72 proportional minutes?
I'm not even worried about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that yet, I don't think. Okay. The way the shul holds, you know, in practice, is Shkia 2 is Lila. Because that's when we daven Maariv. It's got to be Lila daven Maariv.
Correct.
We're holding that Shkia 2 is Maariv, which is not like Rabbi Yehuda is what we're saying.
Not entirely necessarily, because Shkia 2 has another way of translating itself. Okay? I could say it in another way.
Maybe Shmua?
Nope. Shkia 2 is three stars.
So it's carbon.
Okay, three stars.
I'm glad.
Okay, three small stars. Yeah, three small stars, according to Rabbeinu Yonah. It's already
Rabbi
live.
Yehuda.
According to Rabbeinu Yonah's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, is already live.
And that can happen before Shkia number two.
No, pretty much, let's say,
yeah.
you know, at, kind of
no,
at.
It's a minute, a couple minutes
yeah.
already.
Yeah. Inconsequential, kind
right.
of at, over here. Okay? And that's the way we help. Shkia number one is, up to Shkia number one, is Mincha, according to the Shita of Rabbanon. Okay? And Shkia number two is already like three stars. Which three stars already is Lila. Didn't we learn that also in the Gemara? One star is Yom. Two stars is Sofer. Three stars is Vade Lila. Some of us go a little further into Rabbeinu Tam's Lila, which is another meal of three quarters of a meal.
Okay, and Satmar holds like Rabbeinu Tam. I'm questioning, so if I'm saying that, and they say up and you can say Mincha up. Satmar holds you can say Mincha up until Lila. If it's Suffolk Lila, if it's not Mamish Lila, you can say Mincha. That's what they're saying. They have no Suffolk Lila. They say up until
Shkia Sachama Suffolk Yom Suffolk Lila. I'm sorry, Benar. Ben Hashemosha is a Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. They don't disagree with that. Rabbi Natan doesn't agree with that. They disagree with that. This is Ben Hashemosha. It's Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila.
But they can daven Mincha then.
Okay, because it's Sofik Yom. Maybe Yom. You're not required by Satmar to postpone Mincha until then. But if you are going to daven Mincha until then, waiting, let's say, for the Rebbe, until he makes all of his achonos, which are probably to them more important than the mincha itself, okay, then we can wait until Laila, which is 72 minutes. Up until Laila.
So it still says that we could wait up until you have three meals in and say mincha.
If you hold consistently like Rabbeinu Tam, but there are other shitas.
Right.
Okay? There are other shitas. Now, you know, you want to push me to it, I'll show you exactly what the Mishnah Berurah says on it. There's no question which we'll get to.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, if you want it now, I'll be happy to give it to you now. Okay. Rabbi Natan fix, clear, two shkias, so on. Please take this article. All right? I hope it is not too small for you. There is a page, you have four pages on a sheet. And there are page numbers mem beis, mem gimel, mem dalid, mem hay, in the upper extremities. Okay, it goes up to nun beis, nun aleph, nun beis. You have it. Okay, it's from a Satmar Sefer, Shrugah L'Chaim. All right, and this part deals with you see Perek Dalid, the beginning of Perek Dalid. Das aposkim lahalocha benogeam machlokas Rabbeinu Tam v'Hagaonim. We're talking about the famous Rabbeinu Tam. Ata, says the author, Nitna Rosh, let us set our minds in a shuva l'machlokas Rabbeinu Tam, to return to the machlokas of Rabbeinu Tam, who is the first shita. The second shita is the Gaonim, and the third shita is Sefer Yoreim. Concerning what? Bizman ben Hashemoshas. L'raos hech das ha-poskim bazeh. To see how the later poskim react to all of these three seminal shitas of Rishonim. Now, all these are Rishonim, pre Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Natan is the Balei Tosfos, the Gaonim, and the Sefer Yoreim.
The Gaonim are from Bavel?
Gaonim of Bavel, yeah, Bavel and Baghdad.
Which is before Rabbi Natan?
Somewhat.
Several hundred years before.
Somewhat a little before, yes. Rabbi Natan is the 13th century, let's say.
Yeah, but Sadia and Amram,
yeah.
And
oh, the Gaonim start from 550 and go to approximately 1050, 1100.
Yeah, so a couple.
Yeah,
so you're talking.
Yeah,
years.
Okay. You're talking a small, you know, a small percentage.
And what is Sefer Yoreim?
Sefer Yoreim is another Rishon. Predates. He's an Ashkenazi from Provence, from Balei Tosfos territory. The Sefer Yoreim, I believe,
about
is about the 1300s.
So he's after Benetton?
A little after Benetton. Yeah.
But he had Rashi.
Oh yeah. Yeida halomeid. If you're learning, you should know. The Yireh HaMa'ayein, and the one who reflects, should see. Asher b'din hayom v'layla, concerning the din of day and night, uzman ben Hashemoshos, iflegei Rabbeinu Tam, iflegei plegei. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees in ha-geonim, with the Geonim. Dele Rabbeinu Tam, for according to Rabbeinu Tam, ha-muvo b'tosfes Shabbos, which is quoted in the Tosfos and Shabbos, which we learned. Go to the next line, and Psochim, gives you the source there, which we learned. And once again, comes up in Zvochim, by Korbonos, the next line, and comes up in Menachos, and where he states it most clearly, the next line, B'Sefer HaYashar L'Rabbeinu Tam. He has a Sefer of Halacha, which he calls Sefer HaYashar. And there he states it most clearly, as far as this is concerned.
Is that so excellent?
Oh, yeah. Sure. The only reason I couldn't get it to you is because the photocopy machine tonight was broken in the library. I managed just these copies. Simple as that. Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, yesh shnei shkiyot. It should say shtei shkiyot. There are two shkiyos. Number one is shkiyas guf ha-shemesh, when the actual ball of the shemesh sets. And the second one is shkiyas Nitzotzei HaShemesh, and then is the setting of the rays of the sun, which are later, which are reflected in the clouds, so to speak. And continues Rabbeinu Tam, La'achar Shkia Rishona, after the first Shkia, Shenishka Guf HaShemesh, when the ball itself starts to be covered min ha'aretz by the horizon of the earth, is Adayim Yom Gamuru, you're still in day. Umutar be'erev Shabbos v'hasiyas melacha. Okay, and theoretically, like you argued, you have to argue it. If it's Shkia and Yom, then there's no reason in the world why we can't go ahead and do Malacha. Uzman Bein HaShemoshos, and the time of Bein HaShemoshos, Matcheles, begins Shir Gimu Milu Revi Ala Acharov, begins three quarters of a meal after Mitchilas Hashkia. Matchela Shir Gimel Mil Urabiya, 3 1/4, I'm sorry. Starts 3 1/4 meal after Mitchilas Hashkia, from the beginning of the Shkia, which is Oz Hishkia Shnia, that's the second Shkia. Then Imsheches, and continues Bein HaShemoshos as Bein HaShemoshos for a distance in time of Shir Gimel Rive'e Mil, the 3/4 of a meal, Ula Acharov, at the end of that additional 3/4 of a meal, Havei Laila, we're talking about night. According to this, we have to conclude the Laila, that nighttime, Seis HaKochovim, have a Shir Dalad Mila Acharei Tchilas HaShkia. From the beginning of Shkia number one until the end of what we call the whole procedure, until we get to night, has got to be Dalad Mil for a totality, just as we learned the way the Gemara in Psochim works out and the way the Gemara in Shabbos works out. Simple as that. Uvishita selzo, according, and with this shita, hiskimu haramban. Next line harosh. The next line the rashba. The next line bal ha'itur. Go up to the next page mem gimel. You want to see it in Ibn Ezra, the Ibn Ezra, al hatorah parshas bo pasuk yud beis, the perik yud beis pasuk vav. And the list continues on and on. The Ritva, next line, the Ran, next line, Tosfos Rid, and the end of that line, Smag, Sefer Mitzvos Godol, on and on and on. Okay?
These people disagree with
me. No, these who agree. L'shita sozo iskimu. L'haskim means to agree. All of the people who agree all the way down the whole next column and then the following column. Now if you go to that paragraph in the second column of Mem Gimel, Gam Gidolei HaAchronim Niskilu L'Shitaso. Even, forget Rishonim, I just gave you a list of Rishonim. Gam Gidolei HaAchronim Niskimu L'Shitaso V'Al Roshom HaMachaber V'Shulchan Aruch. And if you reread the Shulchan Aruch, I wouldn't call the Shulchan Aruch Achronim. He's still a Rishon. He's the end of the Rishonim. But the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch agrees with him. And that is something that we learned in Orechayim Simen Rei Samach Aleph. I looked at it with you twice, and we're going to look at it again. Now here's an interesting point. The Haramah in Shulchan Aruch, Midashosik Lei, since he kept quiet and doesn't disagree with the Mechaber, Shema Mino, you can learn from this conclusively, the Oduye Odele, that he obviously admits that this is the one and only way, the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, etc., and the Levush, which who came after the Shulchan Aruch, Umaharik, and then he continues all the way down again in Mem Dalet, the bottom. The whole thing, he's doing nothing. But listing for two more columns all of those who followed Shitas Rabbeinu Tam after the Shulchan Aruch. Alright? Now for the sake of thoroughness, let's open up for the third time the Shulchan Aruch, Mishneh Berurah, to Reish Samach Aleph. You saw it, and you saw it a second time. Let's make sure that we see it in the same light in the Mishneh Berurah, Reish Samach Aleph. And then we come back and let's see two more sheets. Sadi Kuf Reish Samach Aleph. You have Chen of Gimel?
Yeah.
It's Hilchos Shabbos at the beginning. Reish Samach Aleph.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, we did it twice. Now let's see if we... Okay, it's page 64 of this chelek of Seif Beis. Right. Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, Shetzorich Lausif Me Kodesh Achol. You have to add from Kodesh to Chol. I'm sorry, Michol Ala Kodesh, pardon me. Zman, a segment of time, Tosef Ezehu, Mitchilas Hashkia, from the beginning of the Shkia. How does he define that? She'ein Hashemesh Nireis Ala Oretz. That's when the Guf Hashemesh. Ad Zman, until the Zman of Bein Hashmoshos. Now, what is that Zman? Zman until Bein Hashmoshos, Hazman Hazeh, that I just told you, Shehu Gimel Milin Urevia. From beginning of Shkia until Bein Hashmoshos, you have to add to Shabbos, and he defines it as what? 3 1/4 mil. Whose language is the Mechaber talking? This is Rabbi Natan's language. Ratzah la'asos al kulo tosefes. If you want to make it all tosefes, from Shkia number 1 until Bein Hashmoshos, Oseh, you can add all of that. Ratzah la'asos mimenu mitzas, if you want to take this 3 1/4 meal, and you want to add part of it to Shabbos, is Oseh. The only requirement is, bilvad sheyosif eizezman sheyihyeh vadayom mechol al kodesh. Okay? So we went from Shkia 1 until Bein Hashmoshos, continues the Mechaber, V'shiur Zman Bein Hashmoshos, and then, when Bein Hashmoshos begins, how much time is that? Hu Gimel Riv a meal is 3 1/4 of a meal, which is Bein Hashmoshos, ending up, yeah, Shehei Mahalach Elef V'Tov Kuf Amos, that's the distance it takes you to walk 1500 Amos, and that amount is Kodem Halayla, is before night, and at the end of that distance of 3 1/4 of a meal, boom, have a Laila. And that's Laila. So the Mechaber clearly says that this is the way you do it when it comes to Shabbos. There's only one. He passes like Rabbi Natan, which would mean that from the beginning to Shkia till here, the second Shkia, that is Tosefes Shabbos. You know why? Because it's Vadayom.
You have to add at least some part of that.
Yeah, that's right.
At least some part of it. But then he's definitely holding it Vadayom.
But it's Vadayom. Because what does he call it? He calls it Tosefes Shabbos. You have to be Mosif Mekodesh, Mechol LeKodesh. This is still Friday. From Shkia 1 to Shkia 2 is still Friday. It's Chol. And this is what we call Tosefes Shabbos. The whole or any part of it. Okay?
And according to that any part of it means you could, if you decide to add 1 minute of it to Shabbos, the other 50 minutes you could...
That's it.
You could work.
That's it. Because this is Vadayom. And because it's Vadayom, that's why you got to wait 72 minutes on Motzei Shabbos until you start doing Malacha.
Sure.
Because it's Vadayom. Simple.
This is Bein Hashmoshos.
This is Bein Hashmoshos
here. Shkia 2?
That's it. Shkia 2 to Laila is Bein Hashmoshos. That's what we just learned. V'shiur Zman Bein Hashmoshos, the amount of time of Bein Hashmoshos is Gimel Rivei Mil, is 3 1/4 of a meal after Shkia 2, I'm telling you. The equivalent of Shehei Mahalach Elef V'Tov Kuf Amos, 1500 Amos walk, Kodem Laila, which comes right before night. So it's open. It's right there. We learned it. What were we learning? And I specifically did not push the issue for 2 times, and not one of you said anything about it. We were learning the Rabbeinu Tam. There no 2 ways about it. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like Rabbeinu Tam. So don't go joking at anyone at this point in our learning. Don't go joking around with anyone who holds from Rabbeinu Tam. The Chabar is there. There's no question. The Rambam doesn't say any differently than him. Rambam only says on the next page, Hagol, the Imrot said lahakdim. If he even want to do it earlier than this, ulekabel alav hashabbos miplaga mincha ve'elach. You want to go as early as plaga mincha because Shabbos is long, and Laila is so much later at night. Harishus biyado. You may go ahead and do that. Simple as that. Because as long as we have a din of Tosefes, Chol, Al Shabbos, you can go all the way to Plaga Mincha. Going back, why Plaga Mincha? Going back to Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, right after Plaga Mincha is the time for Ma'ariv. Time for Ma'ariv! It's already Kabbalah Shabbos, you can start Shabbos at that time. But he doesn't disagree with him. In no way does the Rambam disagree with the Chana. You see it clearly there. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is sitting right there. If you have your own, Mishneh Berurah, and you want to make a little textual emendation over there, a little mark, put down and say the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. This is it. This is the classical point of where you find Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. But is Rabbeinu Tam the only Shita? No. So let's go back to our article. We're on the first page. Mem Dalet, lower right hand corner, the left hand column, there's a beis. Aval da'at ha-ge'onim. Got it? Aval da'at ha-ge'onim. The Ge'onim disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. D'miyad b'tchilas ha-shkia. They hold, the Ge'onim hold, at the beginning of Shkia, which is mitchilas bein ha-shemoshos. Matcheles Bein HaShemoshos. The Bein HaShemoshos begins. The minute Shkia number one starts. V'nimsheches and Bein HaShemoshos continues. Gimel Rive'ei Mil, 3/4 of a mile. Of a meal. Ula Acharov, at the end of the 3/4 of the meal. Havei Tzeis HaKachovim Behulayla. That's when Tzeis HaKachovim is. Tell me right here and now. No, how do the Gaonim view the discrepancy between the Gemara in Pesachim, Rabbi Yehuda's 4 meal, and the Gemara in Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda's 3/4 of a meal according to Rabbi? Huh?
They apparently reject the 4 meal period.
They hold that the Iker is like whom? Is simply like the Gemara Shabbos. If I had to tell you why, where did they get the clue that the Iker is like the Gemara Shabbos? Because this question obviously came up in the times of the Amoraim. They learned the Mishnah in Pesachim, and they learned the Braisa in Pesachim, and they learned the Braisa in Shabbos. And what did the Amoraim have a machlokas over? The Gemara in Pesachim or the Gemara in Shabbos? Where do Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, where are they, the two Amoraim quoted? Where are they quoted? Gemara in Shabbos. Right? And this seemingly sets the Gaonim off to say that in the times of the Amoraim, which Rabbi Yehuda did the Amoraim hold to be more authoritative? In the Gemara Shabbos? And you must realize that the Gaonim consider themselves the spiritual heirs of Torah Shebaal Peh, received directly from the Amoraim. That if the Amoraim, Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, had a machlokas over the Gemara in Shabbos, it meant that that's what captivated their imagination. It's that Rabbi Yehuda that was correct, and ultimately Rabba came out with his 3/4 of a meal, and therefore the Gaonim opted like the Gemara in Shabbos.
But there was a reason that Rashi wrote the Gemara of Pesachim. The Gaonim,
no problem. Absolutely no problem. There are untold dozens of times where the editor, Ravina Rav Ashi, quote various brises, and when it was learned, when these brises were learned in the times of the Amoraim, some were rejected. Mishabeshkahi. It's a mistake. I can show you off the top of my head. You know the halacha in Pesachim, Arve Pesachim Samuch LeMincha, Arve Pesachim a little before Mincha, Samuch, Lo Yochal Adam. don't go ahead and eat, so that when it comes to the Seder, there are a couple of brises right after that, trying to define how much samuch is samuch l'mincha, approximately mincha time. One brisa says it's 9 hours. The other brisa says it's 9.5 hours. And one of the brises, the Amoraim, learned it.